Right now, we're going to continue the show by talking with Penny Rich, chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, catching up on Orange County government. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the website for more information. We've been talking about their meeting last night. They got another one later on this week as well. So another busy week, as per usual, for county commissioners. Commissioner Penny Rich, how are you?
I am hanging in there, Aaron. As I said to you when you called, I actually forgot it was Wednesday, and so my computer reminded me that you were going to call me, and I'm like, oh, that's right, it's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a busy day. You know, it's weird when you end a meeting in the morning, so, you know, past midnight,
right.
You kind of lose track of the next morning, right? It's one of those, it's a weird phenomenon. Like, you try to go to sleep, you can't. And then you wake up in the morning and it's like, wait, I ended a meeting in the morning.
Oh, so, yeah, the whole next day is just gone after that, right? Like, it doesn't even count.
It is. It's kind of weird, right? And then, of course, we had a big meeting last night with the RTLP. So there are a lot of folks that wanted to talk about that this morning. And, you know, we have a couple of students over at UNC that are working on you know, city and regional planning that are very interested in it. So it's, you know, it was a busy day, busy morning after a busy morning. Let's put it that way. There you go.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich. So catch us up on the details of that meeting. I know no decision was made last night. That'll be October 20th. But what did you hear?
Yeah, that's right. And following the process, I know a lot of folks didn't quite understand the process of how this moves its way through the system, but after the public hearing, and we had a public hearing and an extended public hearing time because there were so many folks that wanted to come to speak to us. Public hearing closed on the 24th of September, and then this meeting was moved to discuss conditions and concerns with the applicant. We started it after the first public hearing. And extended it to yesterday, the 6th, with an option of possibly voting on the project. However, as you can imagine, the conversation about conditions were a lot. There was some deep concerns of county commissioners, and the applicant agreed on the spot to some of the conditions that we wanted to change. One of them, of course, the major one that you probably already know, is that the applicant agreed to not have any traffic out on Davis Road. Hmm. And that's including everything, cars, trucks, vans, everything. The only access to that that cut in the road there on Davis Road for the RTLP project would be for emergency vehicles. And that is something that, you know, we heard over and over from the folks that live in that neighborhood, is their concern about trucks being on that road. We couldn't get there with NCDOT. They just did not, you know, at the beginning of this project, we just could not get there. We wanted them to use the service road all along, and NCDOT was concerned about where the service road dumps out onto 86 and is very, very close to the highway, and how that would interfere with highway traffic. But it seems as though they worked that out, that condition was taken right off of that that project list last night, which made, I think, most of the commissioners very happy that we didn't have to negotiate that portion.
So
other things that we negotiated. I'm sorry.
I was just wondering how you figure the road so that only emergency vehicles can get in. Like, how is that not even enforceable? But how do you just make that happen?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there will be a cut to get into the property, but it will be chained off and, you know, secured that cars can't go in and out there.
Okay.
If an emergency vehicle has to get in there, they'll have the means to get in there. You know, you see it in other places along greenways, emergency vehicles can get in. So that's what it's going to look like.
Okay.
There will be no access there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good question. That was certainly asked last night also. How are you going to protect that? I mean, a lot of the things when you talk about conditions are what's enforceable and what's not enforceable, right? And that's, Yeah, same thing in Chapel Hill. They call them stipulations when they negotiate with their developers. I don't know what Hillsborough and Carrboro call them, but it's the same thing, whether it be a stipulation or a condition. So, yeah.
Awesome. I interrupted you. Other agreements from last night?
Yeah, so, you know, we talked about the height of the buildings that front Davis Road, if there's a possibility to cut them down to 40 feet. So there was a little bit of a discussion there, and I think that we're okay with that one. The developer will come back with some language, and we'll see what that looks like. You know, just things here and there, parking and, you know, the actual structures inside, what they could possibly look like. Is the design enforceable or not? And, you know, another big one was the buffers, and we did not come to a conclusion on that last night. So that was one of the reasons that, well, a couple of reasons why voting was postponed. But in our unified development ordinance in Orange County, economic development districts have to have 100-foot buffers. This developer wanted to do a 50-foot buffer with a 50-foot, so a 50-50. The buffer would be 50 feet, and then the building would not start until 100 feet, but there could be parking there. And, yeah, I called no on that one. So we'll see. We'll see if they come back. We asked them to come back with some sort of either a compromise or something different where we can at least protect that southern and western edge from the neighbors into the RTLP property.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government, including that RTLP project. And stay tuned for October 20th when they pick that up again and likely vote on it. What else went down last night?
You know, not too much, because we wanted to leave a lot of space for everybody to be able to talk about RTLP. So there was a couple of public hearings, one on that CDBG monies from the coronavirus. That's a $900,000 grant that we have to follow, you know, the rules very clearly states how we can apply for that money. And so we had our second public hearing on that. You had to have two. And that's going to move forward. And that is on a first-come, first-served basis. So we really need to make sure that we get in there and try to get as much of that money as we possibly can. And so that was fine. And, you know, there were two other parts of the RTLP that we did get to vote on last night. One of them was not actually RTLP. It was just a rezoning of property, future economic development districts for Hillsborough. And as we all know, Hillsborough is growing, and there is the ability to build on 86 for economic development. So we rezoned that property. Yeah.
And then you got another meeting tomorrow, right?
We do. Because, you know, one a week
this
is
why
enough,
Wednesday
right?
doesn't count. It's the off day in between.
I guess. But yeah, ish. I just started reviewing the agenda for that. And this is a work session. And so, you know, this is a little bit more relaxed than we get to, you know, hang out and just sort of talk a little bit, which is nice. On Zoom, it's a little weird, though, because you don't want to talk over each other. You know, when you're in person, it's, you know, a relaxed conversation. You can watch people and when they're going to speak. And on Zoom, it's a little weird. But we're going to get a report back from the ABC, Alcohol, Beverage, and Control Board. You know, we have a liaison from the Orange County Commissioners on that board, but that liaison cannot vote. And it was set up that way in the state somehow. And so, you know, we appoint the board, we appoint the chair of the ABC board, but we don't have any ability to vote on what happens. And so, you know, not to anyone's surprise, 2020 has been, you know, 2019, 2020, when the pandemic hit, has been an exceptionally profitable year for the ABC store.
Mm-hmm.
So they are making a whole lot more money. And, you know, we know that they are generous and they give back. They give back to law enforcement and they give back to alcohol education. But it seems like we could be doing a little bit more to get some of those dollars back. But we don't have a vote on that. So the board does. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about that and other ways to try and get some more funding out of the ABC stores, especially when they're having very profitable years like they will in 2020. We're also going to talk about the new outreach and harm reduction program that's happening. And again, this is for homeless folks, and comes out of our criminal justice resources, our housing and community development department. Just sort of paying a little bit more attention and getting that good count, getting people the services that they need. So, and also learning about the gaps that we have. We all know that we have gaps when it comes to our homeless population. So we'll be discussing that. We will also be talking about our Government Alliance on Racial Equity, GARE, G-A-R-E, and our progress report on that. So that should be good. I mean, we've been talking a lot about racial equity as well as all other boards have been doing. So I look forward to that conversation. I think that's going to be really good. And then we have a couple of appointments. So hopefully we'll be done in, you know, well before midnight. But who knows, right?
You never know until you look at the clock. We're speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich. Other things going on in Orange County that folks want to know about?
Well, you know, last night was interesting because right before I was supposed to do a 5:30 meeting and then a 7 o'clock meeting, some dump truck took out the line off of SB's in Greensboro, which meant that the power went out and then Spectrum went out. So,
right.
You know, it's interesting, Aaron, because we've gotten into the swing of doing these Zoom meetings, and you know it works well. But I'll tell you, if you just have if there's one glitch, it becomes a huge problem, right?
Yeah.
And so we had two last night, and so what I wound up doing was, you know, scrambling to try and find some place where I could go, and I did find some place, but you know, we are so dependent on our technology now. It's just striking. And it just makes you realize, even my mom, she's 91. She was like really upset that she couldn't use her iPad. And I'm like, but mom, we've got no internet service. And she's like, what do you mean? We have electricity. Why can't I just use it? I'm like, because, you know, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, you have a 91-year-old complaining that you don't have internet service. You know that you've gone to a new level, right? That's where we are. So exactly. Right. So, you know, Orange County still, you know, coronavirus is still here. It is not canceled. We are doing okay. We're at 2% test positive rate in the county. And overall, we went up just slightly this week. There were some more cases this week, but overall, we feel like we're doing okay. You mentioned the testing right before I came on. Something that's really important is if you don't feel well, go get tested. And you can. We've made all these places available to go get tested now. So please, please, please. Because we need you to isolate. We need you to quarantine if you are not feeling well. And also get a flu shot, Aaron. We're getting into that season right now where the hospitals could get overwhelmed if people start getting the flu. And so we want to be mindful of that. And it's really an important message to get out there.
And again, OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Go there for more. County Commissioner Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron. We'll talk next week.